This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Southern Gothic is a podcast that explores the history behind the American South's darkest days, greatest mysteries, and most chilling ghost stories. But today, we aren't hitting the history books. We're going to go down to the campfire for our annual Halloween tradition of 13 spooky tales over the course of 13 nights. All right, y'all, let's head back to Mississippi today and go to a city called Lexington, which is just north of Jackson, and it's not too far away from Yazoo City, if y'all remember that story about the witch. Well, while the town's population isn't really that large, it's only about 1,500. One of the residents of their local Oddfellows Cemetery has become quite popular. And no, it's not the former governor who is there, or the Civil War Congressional Medal of Honor winner who has been buried there as well. Rather, it's a woman whose name has been entirely lost to time, and today folks know her as the Lady in Red. In May of 1969, a backhoe was digging a septic system on a property down in Mississippi when it struck something in the ground, just 3 or 4 feet below the surface. Well, when the workers got down to see what it was, they were shocked to find out that they had just unearthed a cast iron coffin, complete with a glass window, giving them the ability to clearly view the occupant inside. And it turns out, this was a young woman, likely between 20 and 30 years old. She had long, dark hair and is now infamously known by what she was wearing, a red velvet dress. Of course, the woman was described as real pretty, which, when you think about it, feels kind of icky, seeing as she was a corpse who had been locked inside of a coffin for who knows how long. But the thing is, her body showed zero sign of physical deterioration. A truly eerie occurrence for someone that is now believed to have been buried for at least 75 years before the casket was even discovered. Unfortunately, when the woman's coffin was disturbed, a seal was ruptured and liquid began to come out. It turned out that it was some type of alcohol, a method of preservation that was common prior to the Civil War and the widespread practice of embalming. Now, were they really surprised, though, by this? I don't know. I mean, this was a truly unique coffin made of cast iron, and it had a window, so of course she would have had some type of preservative placed in there after she was put inside. These people went through great lengths to protect her. And as such, as long as the seal remained in place, her beauty would remain. But as I said, that backhoe broke the seal. And so signs of deterioration began within an hour. It's reported that the Lady in Red's body began withering almost right away, her skin darkening, and an odor started to emanate from the coffin. Now, who this woman was has unfortunately never been discovered. And there were attempts to figure it out, of course, with the biggest clue being that the property she was found on was Egypt Plantation near Kruger, Mississippi. Due to this, as well as the clothes that she was wearing, the type of coffin, and this method of preservation being alcohol, historians estimated that the woman was likely born sometime around 1835. However, when and how she died is unknown. And because of that, her identity remains a mystery to this very day. What's even more intriguing, though, is how did she get here? Whoever she was, someone loved her enough to spend a lot of cash putting her in that iron coffin. But yet the place where she was found was not marked, and her grave was not only incredibly shallow, but also nowhere near a cemetery. So, some people have speculated that the woman's coffin might have fallen off a wagon on a way to its final destination and was inadvertently left behind. Others believe that she must have been a passenger traveling on a riverboat along the Yazoo River, and that maybe she died while on board from something like yellow fever, and as a result was just hastily interred, possibly during a time of great flooding or the ever-changing path of the river. But look, y'all, we'll never know. Today, however, folks can now visit the Lady in Red at the Odd Fellows Cemetery in Lexington, Mississippi. But y'all, there is no peeking inside that cast iron casket. She is buried under the ground. However, after all of those years without a headstone, she now has one that states very clearly, quote, Lady in Red, found on Egypt Plantation, 1835 to 1969. Y'all heard that, right? The year of her death on that headstone is documented as the year she was finally discovered, 1969. Southern Gothic is an independent podcast produced by siblings Brianne and Brandon Schecksnyder. And this mini episode was part of our annual Campfire Stories, a series to get you in the spirit for Halloween. We'll be back with an all-new full-length episode on October 31st. So y'all stick around if you dare.
Let Mysteries at Midnight be your destination for detective whodunits and captivating mystery stories. You'll hear classic stories like Sherlock Holmes, Agatha Christie's Poirot, and short tales from H.G. Wells, Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe, and others. I'm Christopher, and I read these classic stories in the soothing style of a bedtime story, so you can listen to them in bed when you drift off to sleep. Search for Mysteries at Midnight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, and follow and subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes.
What do you get when you take two childhood friends with a passion for unexplored history and a whole lot of booze?
You get us, Queens Podcast.
And here at Queens, we are spilling the tea on all kinds of women from history.
From New Orleans voodoo queen Marie Laveau to Marie Antoinette and everything in between.
Each queen is paired with a cocktail recipe that will totally get you in the mood to hear the fun, dramatic, and juicy stories of fascinating women from history.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheers!